Where is your home? By All Nations Gospel Publishers. Most of us have a home or a place we call home. It may not be as grand as others or as well furnished, it may not be as comfortable as others, but it is home to us, and no matter where we visit or where we travel, we are always pleased to get back to our own home. The other places we visited may have been more beautiful and better in many ways, but they were not home to us, and our own home was always beckoning. There is something about home that makes us welcome and makes us feel that we belong there. We are only visitors here. God's word tells us that in this world we are only strangers and pilgrims. 1 Peter 2 verse 11 and Hebrews 11 verse 13. Our homes here, no matter how well built they are only temporary. Soon the walls will begin to crack, the roof will start to leak, the wind will blow through the doors and windows, and not long afterwards the plaster will begin to fall off, and slowly but surely, the home begins to crumble. No building on this earth lasts forever. No, they are only for a season, and then they are just ruins and rubble. Look around you, and everywhere you will see signs that prove to you that nothing in this world lasts long, but that everything passes, even our homes. Everyone has a permanent home. Each one of us, whether we know it or not, has a permanent, everlasting home. These homes are the ones we go to when our lives on this earth come to an end, when our bodies are laid in the grave. Our souls then go to their homes, where we will not be strangers, but where we shall be forever and ever. The one home is described to us as a lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and false prophet are, and where the devil will also be sent, and all those whose names are not found in the book of life. Revelation 20 verse 10 to 15. In these mighty waves of fire, in this torment and burning heat, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth, the sneer on the devil's face, the sickening laughs of the demons will add to the horror and terribleness of it all. There will be no comforter and no help. The condemned will be alone in their agony and torment, and will wish that they had listened more carefully to the gospel of Jesus Christ. These waves of fire, this place of torment, this place called hell, will be their home, because everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence. Romans 3 verse 23. This is the home of the adulterers, the immoral, idolaters, those that use witchcraft, those that have hatred in their hearts, the jealous, the liars, the drunkards, the thief, the deceivers, the dishonest, the murderers, those who love a fight, the lazy, the proud, those who desire the things of this world, the fierce and cruel, the greedy, and those who love money and those who love the world and the things of the world. Galatians 5 verse 19 to 21 and Revelation 21 verse 8. This is the home of those who have refused to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, who have not yet been purified by the blood of Jesus. Do not deceive yourselves, no one makes a fool of God. A person will reap exactly what he sows. Galatians 6 verse 7. What we sow in sin and in the flesh we will reap in hell. Just stop and look how a sinner goes to this home, the home that is his because he has never yet accepted the Savior. The hardened sinner approaches death with his body filled with pain and his soul filled with fear of death. Death has come at a time not expected and not desired, and looks cruelly at his victim. The pleasures of sin have passed away, and the dreadful and high wages of sin have to be paid. Romans 6 verse 23. The distress of hell took hold of his frightened soul and spirit. Although he may want to pray, he is unable to get in touch or communicate with God. His former friends are afraid to stand at his bedside, and their empty words of comfort cannot help him, and his riches, which he may have gained through deceitfulness, cannot save his soul or ease his pain, nor lengthen his life. Although he tries to think of God, the devil does not give him any opportunity. Everything he loved in this world and lived for seems to mock him, and even his false worldly shepherd is unable to help him. He begins to realize that it is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews 10 verse 31. He hoped to get right with God on his deathbed, but finds it is too late. Thousands of people die suddenly without ever having a chance to find God on their deathbeds. Therefore we are told to search for God while he can be found. Isaiah 55 verse 6. Instead of hearing the comforting word of God, this dying sinner, who rejected the grace and love of God in his lifetime, has now to hear the voice of his judge, the Savior whom he rejected, saying, "Away from me, you that are under God's curse. Away to the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25 verse 41. Everyone must die once, and after that be judged by God. Hebrews 9 verse 27. Now, let us look at the better home. In this home there is no night, no lamps, and no sun will be needed, for the Lord will be there. Revelation 22 verse 5. What no one ever saw or heard, what no one ever thought could happen, is the very thing God prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. There is no language on earth by which one can explain or describe the glory of heaven. It is wonderful and glorious. This is the home of the redeemed. No sinner will ever enter there, and nothing that is impure will enter the city, nor anyone who does shameful things or tells lies. Only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of the Living. Revelation 21 verse 27. You cannot buy this home with money or by working for it. You cannot climb over its walls. No church ceremony can give it to you. There is only one way, and that is through Jesus. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me." John 14 verse 6. Jesus tells us in John 14 verse 2 about the home he is preparing, but this heavenly home is only for those whose sins have been forgiven and whose hearts and lives are clean. Many put on certain clothes in the hope that these will get them to heaven. No, it is the heart above all the needs purifying, and we must live holy, pure lives, not following the things of the world. Seeing then, that we are all sinners in the sight of God and are all heading for hell, there is only one thing to do. If we confess our sins to God, He will keep His promise and do what is right. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all our wrongdoing. 1 John 1 verse 9. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die." John 11 verse 25 to 26. "Whoever hears my words and believes in him who sent me has eternal life. He will not be judged, but has already passed from death to life." John 5 verse 24. Death holds neither fear nor torment for the Christian. Death is destroyed, victory is complete. Where death is your victory. Where death is your power to hurt. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 54 to 57. A person who has lived and walked with God is not afraid of death. When the time of his departure arrives, he will go gladly. As the Apostle Paul puts it, "I want very much to leave this life and be with Christ, which is a far better thing." Philippians 1 verse 23. A Christian longs to see the face of Jesus who died for him on the cross. The Holy Spirit also reminds him of the words of Jesus, "Do not be worried and upset, believe in God and believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am." John 14 verse 1-4. Now, let us stop for a while and see how a Christian goes to his home. Instead of the fearful death, the angel or messenger of God is seen waiting to carry his spirit back to God. Soul and spirit are released from the mortal body and soar through the open gates of heaven to the arms of the one who died for him. A happy welcome awaits him in the presence of God, where he is greeted by his Lord and Master with these commendable words, "Well done, you good and faithful servant. Come on in and share my happiness." Matthew 25 verse 21. Satan has no power over him anymore, for happy are those who from now on die in the service of the Lord. They will enjoy rest from their hard work, because the results of their service go with them. Revelation 14 verse 13. Would you now do as the prodigal son who was far away from home, saw his miserable life and his need and said, "I will get up and go to my father." Luke 15 verse 18. Surrender your life now to Jesus, do it now right where you are, fall on your knees and confess to God that you are a sinner and ask Him to purify you in His precious blood, and accept Him into your life, and in so doing, turn your back on Satan and on the road which leads to hell and start on your way to your heavenly home. Written by M. Argeschwendt. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.